Here's your instant analysis of Ohio State's 56-0 thrashing of Purdue today at Ross-Age Stadium in West Lafayette, Indiana, a place that has not been kind to the Buckeyes in recent years. Urban Meyer making sure the players realize that, bringing it up, I'm sure, over and over again in practice to keep them focused, to not have a letdown. And boy, did they respond to their head coach. 57 seconds into the game, it was Duran Grant picking off a Danny Etling pass, returning at 33 yards to the house. A pick six gave the Buckeyes a 7-0 lead. And then Braxton Miller would take it from there, playing only the first half today. Miller completed 19 of 23 passes, 233 yards, 4 touchdowns, and 1 interception. The last three games, Miller has been outstanding in wins over Iowa, Penn State, and today against Purdue. He's completed 80% of his passes in those three wins, 707 yards, 9 touchdowns, and 1 interception. And today, he was spreading the ball all over the field, checking down, looking to his second and third options. And one of those options today that was wide open all game long was the tight end. And Jeff Heuermann was the beneficiary of that. 5 catches, 116 yards, and 1 touchdown today. It was a 40-yard touchdown pass early in the game that really opened up the offense for the Ohio State Buckeyes. Nick Van Etten, the other tight end, he caught a touchdown pass from Braxton Miller. Philly Brown caught one today, kind of a flip pass from Braxton Miller. And then we saw a jump pass from Kenny Guyton, who hooked up with Chris Fields. And then the true freshman, Ezekiel Elliott, caught a 10-yard touchdown pass from Braxton Miller as the Buckeyes jumped out to that 42-0 lead. Kenny Guyton comes in, plays some of the second half. He rushes for 2 more scores. So Guyton on the day with a touchdown pass on a jump pass. It was Tim Tebow style. And then those 2 rushing touchdowns. He almost had 100 yards on the ground. He rushed for 97. And even though he only carried the ball 8 times, Carlos Hyde today with 111 yards rushing. That gives him 701 yards on the year. Well on his way. All he has to do is stay healthy to a 1,000-yard rushing season. That would be a first for a running back under Urban Meyer. What about the defense today? We told you about Duran Grant's pick six. They also recorded 6 sacks, created 2 turnovers, and held Purdue to 116 total yards. So the Buckeyes in total control of this one from the get-go as they defeat Purdue 56-0. They are now 9-0 overall on the year, 5-0 in the Big Ten, and that's 21 consecutive victories, the longest winning streak in the country for the Ohio State Buckeyes. Urban Meyer has yet to lose as the head coach at the Ohio State University. In fact, his personal winning streak is now 22 games, so a lot of streaks, a lot of things going well for the Buckeyes today as they dominated the Purdue Boilermakers. And got to give a shout out to Noah Spence. He had a whale of a game, at least 1 sack, a fumble recovery. He batted down 1 pass, was in the backfield, I think more than the running backs were for Purdue today. So Noah Spence came up with a big game as well, as did Ryan Shazier. So the defense, the Silver Bullets, starting to come around. The offense continues to get better, and the Buckeyes do to bad teams what they should do to them. Beat the living tar out of them. Last week, 63 points, 686 yards against Penn State. Today, 56 points, 640 yards against Purdue. So if you add the last 2 games together, the Buckeyes, 119 points, 1,326 yards, and they've only given up 14 points on defense in those 2 wins. Maybe that'll open up some of the eyes of the voters out there as they cast their ballots this week in the Harris poll, the AP poll, the coaches poll, and of course, that will then affect what happens in the BCS. Big game going on tonight between Florida State and Miami. That could help the Buckeyes as well. The fact that Penn State won today in overtime, the fact that Wisconsin won today, the Buckeyes need those 2 teams to win the rest of the season, so the wins over Penn State and Wisconsin look better to the voters out there. So still a long way to go. The Buckeyes with an off week. Coach Meyer said that they will use the off week to get healthy, as some of the offensive linemen are a little bit dinged up. I'm sure some of the defensive players dinged up as well, so they use the bye week to get healthy for their next game against Illinois in 2 weeks. But the final once again today from Purdue, it's Ohio State 56, the Boilermakers nothing. There's your instant analysis of the Buckeyes win over Purdue.